Houston, Apollo 11, ready to copy your update.
Roger, stand by.
Buzz, the first item is that we have indications that your landing site obliques are not in the proper position. If you will check, we think that the intermediate scale landing site oblique is stowed in the CSM Lunar Landmark book. We think that the large scale landing site oblique is stowed in the back of the LEM Lunar Surface Map book. Over.
I think I heard you, Charlie, but I'm not sure that I understand that.
Roger, according to our storage list, the landing site oblique should be in the transfer bag. In the backup set of data, the intermediate scale oblique is in the CSM Lunar Landmark book, and the large scale oblique is in the back of the LEM Lunar Surface Map book, and that's the reason we think they might be not where you think they are. Over.
Okay, we've got three obliques. And the last one is one I asked for recently. It's just a blow-up of the second one. The first one is one that's got dotted lines on it indicating horizon view and 50-degree LPD. And all three of those are in the transfer book. Over.
Well, Roger, fine. We were wrong in our backup set. We had those out of place. It looks like the onboard data is good. We just wanted to let you check on that one. We have an update on the APS DIPS fuel card that you place on the panel. It's a typo error. If you'll break out that little card, we got to correct that typo error. Over.
Am I? Okay, I got it.
Roger, Buzz. Under the DIPS column on the pressure side, you go down to the fourth item. It says pressure greater than 150 PTCA should be greater than 65%. Over.
Okay, it's greater than 120 for less than 65 and greater than 150 for greater than 65.
That's affirmative, Al. And we have three items on the mission rules no-go card, if you're ready to copy those. Over.
Okay, I've got the emission rules, no goes.
Roger, bus. At first entry is under EPS, under AC bus A, the line extends all the way to high gate. Actually, the line should read at DOI, it would be no go AC bus A. After that, the no go would be both buses. So if you'll just pencil in both buses from PDI through high gate, it'll be correct for that line. Over.
Okay, I've got that AC bus A for DOI and both buses no go for PDI on.
That's affirmative up until high gate, and you can stop at the line. It's under the column 5 minutes to low gate. Now the next line is under the GNC pings, pitch and roll GDAs. You can scratch that line completely. Over.
Roger, got it.
Okay, Buzz, last entry is down under RCS, and it's a typo error under the three, in the line three axis attitude control. If you proceed to the right at PDI plus five, you'll see one axis. The line goes all the way to low gate to touchdown. That's incorrect. The line should stop under 5 minutes to low gate. Over.
Okay, we're stopping that at 5 minutes to low gate.
That's firm. That completes that card. The rest of the updates are just really for your information. Based on our 58-hour platform, look at the platform. We're in really good shape. Your gyros have almost no drift in them. Since the prior to the update, we were looking at X of a minus 2.24. Meru, Y of plus 0.87, Z of minus 0.11. Since the update, which was based on the 52-hour P52, I believe, we gave you an X drift of plus 0.79, Y of plus 1.06, Z of plus 0.02 Meru. The 52-hour and the 57-hour alignments did not really give us enough time to get a real good or completely valid update on the drift check. So we're real satisfied with the way the gyros are looking. The PIPAs are looking great also. We're in real good shape with those too. Over.